years. And but traveling and working with Hector for just 10 days showed me how they not only just preach the gospel to the people of Guatemala, but practically showing God's love to them. Hector, we go on the street to give food to strangers, chat with strangers in places we visited, always seeing the future and God's plan in every lives, in the life of every kids. Ruth is very passionate about pregnant mothers and their children. And I saw this in how she specially designed a way to package all the donations we took with us to Guatemala. As you can see in the previous slide, that myself and John was closing the seal of those packages. So Ruth was the one that designed how we should go about that. And she made it very, very presentable. So this was very, very humbling to me. Hector and Ruth have a passion to see God's work and kingdom spread all over Guatemala. They are selfless, very prayerful, loving, caring, and kind. And they, especially Hector, is equipped with all kind of characters needed for the work they are doing. So you can see here Hector translating for Justin. He also translated for most of us when we speak. Ruth. So I would like to encourage us as an individual and as families, as a church, to continue to partner with this couple. As the work they're doing is very enormous, but the laborers are very few. Whatever we can do to help them, we help to reach more lives for God's kingdom. Luke 10:2, Jesus told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. When we do God's will for our lives, that's the only time we can only have true joy, peace, and fulfillment in doing God's will for our lives. Thank you.
Good morning. Buenos dias. Dios te bendiga. That's as far as I go with the Spanish, but I did pick up a little bit while I was away. That was God bless you, by the way, which was a common greeting that was given to us and that we were able to give to others wherever we went while we were in Guatemala. So our mission, what did we go to do? Just as a reminder, we were going to love, serve, and learn from the people of Guatemala as we look to God to transform lives, ours included. And I think you've seen already how touched each of us on the team were by God through many circumstances and experiences while we were there. And praise God, we made a strong impact. God used us in an amazing way, and it was exciting to see. You know, before we went, we had prepared, we'd had a lot of meetings, but there was still a small sense of nervousness. And I shared that, and I think the team shared that. We didn't know all the details of what we were going to do. We didn't know how robust this work project was going to be with our hands and how we would fare. And so we were going down there with a bit of healthy fear and nervousness, but trusting the Lord. And the verse I was taking with me when we went was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And so we clung to that we knew where our faith was. It was in Jesus. And in hindsight, God made it really easy for us. It was amazing how easy he allowed us to minister through the opportunities he gave us. It wasn't about us and how prepared we needed to be. All we had to do was show up, and God gave us the opportunities. So I want to share a verse, a scripture about living for God that meant a lot to us while we were down there. This is 1 Peter 4, 7 to 11. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. I can say it was a theme through the whole trip around giving God the glory. And I'm going to share some examples with you. If you could go to the first slide, that would be great. So on the first morning, God made it easy for us. We went to a church called Church of the King. It was a church that previous Broadway ministry teams had helped build. And Hector and Ruth took us there on the first day. We started off the morning by feeding 100 kids breakfast and handing out toothbrushes and toothpaste to all those children. It wasn't very hard. We just showed up, and God gave us this opportunity to bless over 100 kids. There are more kids in that church than there are adults. There were 100 kids and 50 adults. And God used our simple skit, our hands to serve, to bless these people. The other thing that happened during that service is there was a set of bongo drums exactly like these up at the front, and nobody was playing them. Well, guess what? That was a message to Femi to use his gift and get up there on the stage and help lead the worship. Like, how cool is that, that an empty set of bongo drums were just there? Okay, so he had God speak to him, and he went up, and he used the drums. I saw little children sitting on the lap of Andrea, and she's gifted with kids, and God was allowing her to use that gift the very first morning. I saw a little special needs girl take the hand of my wife and ask her for prayer. All she had to do was pray with this little girl who needed help and wanted a kindred spirit. Okay, I saw John preach an amazing message. He didn't think he was preaching the first morning. We got there late Saturday night, and John was told, oh, by the way, you're preaching tomorrow morning. And he swallowed kind of deeply, and he said, okay, Lord, if you want me to preach, I'll preach. And he did, and he did a great job. And after he preached, the pastor gave an altar call. And I saw Justin come up to the front, and he laid hands on a single man holding a baby son who had tears running down his eyes. And I just said, praise God, he's using Justin and his gift of prayer to help this man and his son. I saw Helen praying with another woman. And what did I do? I soaked it up. I was caught up in the worship. These people have nothing. I had toured around the property beforehand. I had seen how poor they were, how little they had. But when that altar call came after John's message, they showed me what it was to give. They poured out their heart in worship. They poured out their requests to the Lord. They fell, like you saw in that first picture, on the altar, And God was teaching me and showing me, what am I learning? Give it all to the Lord. Give your worship. It's not a matter of how much we have. It's what we can give. And I was touched. I started crying. I'm standing at the front, and I couldn't pray. I was too busy worshiping. It was the most authentic, heartfelt worship that I'd ever experienced. And I went with that. But in reflecting on what had happened the very first morning, God used us in an amazing way. He showed us, I'm going to make this easy for you. Just show up, and I'm going to give you the opportunities. And he did. This picture here is their Sunday school classes. God had blessed us over and above what we asked for before we left. We fundraised to raise $5,000 to send to the church at Osuna that I'm going to show you next to help put the roof on the building. God actually multiplied what people gave, and we raised $8,000. We had $3,000 extra, and we knew God was going to help us discern where to give that. One of the places we decided to give it was to put a roof on that Sunday school for 100 kids at that church in Guatemala. We took $600 by the end of the week. Praise God. We've given it to that church, and a new roof to cover their Sunday school classes will be put into place. And they were so appreciative. You can move to the next slide, please. This was just one of the little kids that I had met, and he held my hand during the service. And again, God made it easy to connect with people. Next slide, please. Okay, here's the volcano that Justin talked about. This is Fuego, which means fire. You can see it's erupting every day. It's puffing and spewing ash every day, and the church we were going to work at was just a couple kilometers from the base of that volcano. You can go to the next slide. So this is what the church looked like when we showed up. And John and I looked at each other at first because there was all this steel. There were like hundreds of pieces of structural steel. And we were at least happy to find out we didn't have to put it up. We just had to paint it. So again, what God was doing was saying, I've provided work for you at the capability level of your team. Just paint this structural steel for us, and I'll do the rest. Jump to the next slide, please. That was the pastor's bed. Next slide. And here's our team hard at work. So this was on the first day we were there. It was very hot. Once we figured out how we were going to go about painting all this steel, we got it all laid out. We started painting it. Every one of our team members were able to participate and do a great job. We had praise music going on in the background. It was serving the Lord joyfully. Next slide. There came a point, though, where we're getting tired. And we're starting to wonder, how on earth are we going to get all this stuff painted so they can put it up? Well, God multiplied our effort. By 2:30 in the afternoon, God sent women and children to our rescue. They showed up in their skirts, in their bare feet, and it's their church, and they wanted to contribute. They were committed. We were enabling the project to get done. God was using us, but it was their church, and there's no way we were going to rob them of the opportunity to build their church. And so we had these beautiful women and children who did a lot of work. We left that afternoon, and by the time we came back the next day, almost all of the structural steel was painted. Praise the Lord. He took our little effort. He multiplied it, and a great thing got done. So by the time we got back on the second day, if you jump to the next slide, or a few days later, the steel was up, and everybody in the village was excited. Next slide, please. And we had an opportunity to have a Thanksgiving and praise service in the church. They put out some pews. We carried them from somebody's backyard up the street, put them in there. And we had a celebration before the roof was even finished. Now, these people didn't know that we were going to be able to finish the project. They were so thankful that they had the structural steel and enough to do about a quarter of the metal panels that go on the roof. And we had the privilege of announcing to them that God had blessed us through the generous giving of the church back in Orangeville. He had provided enough money, and we had bought the metal, and it was being delivered that afternoon. And so you can imagine how excited they were. I got the opportunity to speak in front of the congregation. Previously, I got an opportunity to say a prayer in the pastor's home. And when I reflected on that, it was as simple as, wow, God's giving me these opportunities. He's putting me in a place where I get to do things I've never done before. John prayed a blessing over that church. We had a worship service. And I've never heard so many hallelujahs. These people were ecstatic. And all the glory goes to God. They're so happy. You can jump to the last slide, please. So, like, this happened in a week. By the time we got back to Hector and Ruth's house on the Saturday night, and this we had just been there Friday, you can jump back to that one, that whole roof was finished. Again, showing, wow, we played a small part. We provided funds, we provided hands, and God did the work. Praise the Lord for what he had done there. So at a certain point, back at Hector and Ruth's, I was reflecting on everybody's experience, and you've heard a lot of it. And I said, okay, God, I got up one morning, took my coffee before everybody was up, went out in the backyard in the sun, and I said, okay, Lord, so what? What are you speaking to me? What is your message? And I don't often hear so clearly from God, but this morning I did. And he said, Jeff, here's my message for you. Just be faithful to do the small things to serve others, and I will multiply it to do my work. Whatever you have to give, give it in my name, and I will use it to accomplish my will. And so that was really the message I received from the Lord while I was there. It was obvious in all that he had done. And wanted to share that with you today. The other piece of the message was, why do you have to go all the way to Guatemala to do that? Like, this is great, we're in Guatemala and we're being used by the Lord. We can do this in our own backyard. Do this in your own church. Do this in your own community of Orangeville. You don't go to Guatemala again, but you can do this in your own backyard, and you should. So those were some powerful messages that I received. You can jump to the next slide. I think Paul showed a video last week of Andy. Now, Andy was Paul and Chris's sponsored child for many years. And again, I just had to be a messenger. I just had to go meet Andy, give him a greeting from Paul by video, and God prompted me to pray over that boy. But I found that boy to be a delight. He's grown up to be a very respectful young man who knows the Lord. He turns around and he gives me a blessing to share back to Paul and Michaela. I'm thinking, how great is this? I'm here to bless him, and he's sending a blessing back to Paul and Michaela. It was awesome. And so that boy was rescued out of poverty. I think he clung to Paul's leg, and the grandmother begged Paul to take that boy home with him, which wasn't possible. But in faith, Paul and Chris sponsored that child, and he's turned out to be a wonderful young man who's received a Christian education. It's funny. Those of you who are married may like this. I didn't know my wife was going to steal my verse for. Maybe we didn't communicate as clearly around what each other was going to share, but I'm going to repeat the verse. This is Jesus talking about the parable of the sheep and goats, and I think it's relevant for how I'm going to close this off today. Matthew 25. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on the right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." You can jump to the next slide. So a lot of what Hector and Ruth Aragon do is they advocate for the children of Guatemala. And before we left, Hector shared very openly of the need to sponsor children in Guatemala. There's over 575 children already sponsored. There's 15 Christian schools that have been set up, and the program helps get poor children an education in these Christian schools. And so Hector shared, well, there's 50 kids needing sponsorship right now. 50. And then God reminded me, "Jeff, you don't have to sponsor 50. You just sponsor one and let me multiply it. Let me do the work." My prayer is that all 50 of these kids will get sponsored. But I'm just called to share. God's called me to share the opportunity and to do my part. Susan and I are going to, we're thrilled to have taken on this little boy, Jose, as our newly sponsored child. He's at the stage Paul's child, Andy, was at those many years ago. He comes from a very, very poor family. He lives with his mother, his grandparents, his brothers and sisters in a dirt poor community, and he doesn't know where his father is. And so we're sponsoring a child. I'm excited, Jose. I have three boys of my own, but now I've got a fourth. This will be my sponsored child from Guatemala. And so my thoughts for you all today are, we have a lot here in Canada. We're pretty well off. God is only asking each of us to do our part. Maybe he's going to put it on one of your hearts to sponsor a child in Guatemala. The neat thing about sponsoring one in Guatemala is there is an opportunity where you can meet your child. As you've seen today, Helen and John met their child. Andrea met the child the church sponsors. I met Paul. It's a great opportunity where you can actually sponsor a child and go there and meet them and bless them. So if God puts it upon your heart, we've got 8 more children with a packet at the back that you can go and sign up to sponsor one of them. Here's what it's all about. Child Care Plus is an outreach program for needy children who live in some of the poorest communities in Guatemala. The sponsorship program gives children hope for their future by providing them with the opportunity to go to school. While in the program, your sponsored child will receive a quality education, school supplies, medical care, nutritious food, and most of all, the opportunity to experience the love of Jesus in a tangible way. And I'm going to close now just with a summary of what I learned about how to be used by God through this trip to Guatemala, and maybe it'll speak to you as well. 6 simple points. It's very simple. 1, be available. Show up. Don't miss the boat because you're too busy. For many years, I was too busy. Not anymore. We made ourselves available and God used us. 2, recognize and see the needs around you. Follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit. 3, step up and seize the opportunity to use your gifts. 4, simply give what you have to offer in Jesus' name. 5, let God multiply it to do his work. And then 6, give God all the glory for the great work he has done. And so our team is ecstatic and thrilled to have been used by God. And we give him all the praise for the work that he did while we were there, both at the church and in the lives of the individuals we interacted with. So I'm going to close off in prayer before I turn it back to Paul. Dear Lord, we thank you for this service this morning. We thank you for this mission team, for all you did through us and in us. Lord, may it not stop here. May we be motivated and inspired to continue to serve you here at home. And may it be contagious. Lord, would you stir the hearts of the congregation? Would you lay it on their hearts, those who would be inspired to sponsor children in need in Guatemala? And Father, may it be inspiring to them to know that we can simply step forward in faith with the opportunities you give us and let you do your work and multiply it into bigger and better things. So we give you thanksgiving for what you did abroad, for what you're doing at home, and we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.